爹给要的是，那做家个呢，家个呢，他那老早啊，就是个就，他那东啊，那么七八天的淘宝的，老早啊，你人把钱都给把掉了，谁给要的啦？啊，他那边啊，啥家把打不起，那多么老早啊，家个那便宜，他那多钱，不怕把老子都当我的，是不当你，不怕别啥家。
Today we are still at the teachings which are chiefly Mapa Kagyu. We may wonder, how are the eight great chariots of the practice lineage actually defined? How did they come about? And they come about because of different translators traveling to India from Tibet, receiving different teachings, sadhanas, and oral instructions, and bringing them back and propagating them individually in Tibet, and the names of the different lineages originate from these different propagations by the different translators. For example, the Tibetan translator Drogme Lhotsawa, who went to India and received numerous teachings from the Mahasiddha Birapa, brought them back to Tibet, and gradually they flourished through the Sakya lineage. Within the Kagyu schools, even though there are four greater and eight lesser ones, basically they all trace their source back mostly from Mapa Lhotsawa, who went to India, received teachings from various teachers, chiefly from Naropa and Maitrepa and so forth. And what he brought back then is then called Mapa Kagyu.
Tene ta marpa lozi ge to tamwa te la tanda kerem tang zorem namba ni yore la tene kerem ga on to se na ta to kolo ten chu tang yap ge on to se na kolo ten chu tang yom ge on to se na doje pamo te namba ni tene zorem ga on to se na tanda pavlam tang Tolam number me the nani, Tolam go on the Siena, Naruchu two, Tolam go on the Siena, Charger Chimbuti, Tati Goni, Tatiala Chitangi, Yama, the Mambu Yori, Sawakanda Hoti, Yala Nati Yori.
What Mapa Lhotsawa received in India was basically of two types, teachings on development stage and completion stage. Within the teachings on completion stage, then the male aspects of deities was chiefly Chakrasambhara, the female aspect Vajra Varahi. Within the completion stage, there are two aspects called the path of means and the path of liberation. The path of means, chiefly the six doctrines of Naropa, while the path of liberation is the teachings on Mahamudra. And although there are many other subsidiary aspects of teachings, many other lesser cycles, these are the basic principles.
Tene ta tela yang zo perna sanji jam din de ji dang de chu chu ko lo ko lo kap sa la pipa sum ji chu chu ko lo ko wa de la tene pipa sum ga na ni pipa dang bo de ta Pipa said, Tene, so Naranzo, Tarbato, Tanki, Topa, Tene Panja, Led on Yam of the Tavatanki, Pongar, Tap, so Tela, Candida, Namaris, and Consoc, Tarna Pasina, Tene Naranzo, Dujitainto, Tane, Tene Naranzola, Nayam, Tubati, Yurti, Matupati. Ini dia cincin, ngah jom tu sempat dia
After Lord Buddha attained complete and perfect enlightenment in Bodh Gaya, he turned the wheel of the Dharma teachings of the three vehicles. And among these three vehicles, the first one, which is called the vehicle of the Sravakas, the hearers, the teachings the Buddha taught, which shows the path to liberation and complete enlightenment, were primarily a teaching on egolessness. Egolessness means that the object which we refer to by the idea I and hold on to the idea I am, that object cannot be found as having any true existence whatsoever. And therefore, since all disturbing emotions, all kleshas, are based on the belief, the erroneous belief in a self, therefore, understanding that this self has no true existence automatically cuts the continuity of all disturbing emotions, and therefore, following such a path leads to liberation from samsara and brings an end to all suffering. Next, the Buddha turned the wheel of Dharma of the Bodhisattva Pitaka, the collection of teachings for the Bodhisattvas, which is more than just understanding egolessness of the individual person. In addition, the Bodhisattva also sees that all external phenomena, all outer things, are devoid of any independent entity that exists, but that everything is the emptiness, the dhammata, which is beyond arising, dwelling, and ceasing. And by realizing this dhamma dhatu of emptiness, which is the ultimate truth, the tendency for deluded experience falls away. And once this deluded experience falls away, then there is a possibility for attaining true and complete Buddhahood. And in addition to that, seeing that all other sentient beings do not perceive this ultimate truth of emptiness, then spontaneously also great compassion for all other beings come forth. So the way to approach this is first through inference, through deduction and analytical examination, and then afterwards to simply rest in that insight.
Tene ta tela cherto tene ngarang ke sam ni si ji ni gam ba yin de chen na pe tem bo tene gam de chi ba ya bu yo de yin na ya de ji ke ka la dong wa ne pan da bu ji ke tene pa ren bu yin ren bu do yo de la ke ji se de la pe ni ji dang ge do tang ji ge na me so na sang ji ji kong pong to ba la ka la tong ni som de su sa
Through the Bodhisattva teachings, it is possible to gain some certainty of insight in the profound nature of emptiness, but unless one possesses or receives the fifth instructions, then it is not so easy directly to simply rest in the profound nature of emptiness. It seems to take a tremendous long time. And that's why we often hear that in the Bodhisattva teachings it is said that the path to true and complete enlightenment takes three incalculable aeons to traverse. On the other hand, if one is being given, as in the case of the teachings of secret mantra of Vajrayana, the direct fifth instructions, then it's possible in one and the same sitting, in one meditation session, to reach complete Buddhahood, as in the case of King Indrabodhi, or if not in one in the same sitting, at least in one and the same lifetime, same body, to attain complete enlightenment, or if not in one and the same lifetime, at least within two, three lifetimes. This is according to the fifth instructions of the Vajrayana. So how does one practice according to Vajrayana? The Vajrayana, the sutra teachings, it's a set of teachings, as just mentioned, where we train in the egolessness of the individual person, as well as the emptiness of the phenomena, the emptiness of a self-entity phenomena. And in Vajrayana, one trained in just that as well. But in addition, there are some special methods and fifth instructions, so that unlike in the sutra system, which is called taking inference as the path, meaning trying to gain some conviction of the idea of emptiness and then training in that, Vajrayana is called taking direct perception as the path. And how does one do that? One does that through the mind itself. within the mind itself, taking the mind as the basis. Because when we look into that which thinks, as long as we don't look clearly into that which thinks, our constant flow of thoughts, it seems that there is some kind of thing that thinks. There's an entity, something concrete. But if we look carefully into it, then we don't find any concrete entity whatsoever. But at the same time, the quality or capacity to know or cognize does not cease. It's uninterrupted. And therefore, there's no need to keep some idea, an inferential idea about it. It can be directly perceived through the profound fifth instructions of Vajrayana.
Tene ta thela ya cher do dango se de na na cha de chim bu chu ku ni su la su ta ma ma bu na ya ya la ni ti gi zo de kan de se na ka ma pa rang ju do ji ge ni tam chi chi ni tam chi chi so na de la ni ti no ne kan de song yo wa de se na cha de chim bu se ge de be ge da chim bu za chim bu ge pa 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 ta wa de yo wa de yo pa de ka la se ge yo wa de se na ならんつぐせんばせ。ならんつぐせんでかんらせぎわでせな。たんだ。ならんつぐせん、なぎせん、なぎせん、そんてかからんせ。にてんごわらてな。ちゅうとんてとんじんだべばせな。たがいわれ。しゃじちびひせな。たがいわれ。にてんごわてら。せんてんごわら。ぞちゅうしばたんぐびわまで。こらんぐ。ちゅうじいえんたん。
So within the treasury of oral instructions, the Dhamma Sutra, there are also these special methods and profound pieces of advice. One of them is called the pointing directly at Dhammakaya by the third Karmapa, Rangjung Dorje, as well as another of his precious teachings called the Single Word of Heart Advice by Rangjung Dorje. And what does he say there? He says, first of all, Ma Mudra is universally renowned. It's an extremely famous word. But what does it really refer to? It refers to your own mind. And what is your own mind? What is my mind? It is simply that which thinks my mind. It is nothing other than that. So what is this mind in essence, or what it really is? It's empty, but at the same time, it's also cognizant. And this itself is the essence of the mind of all the Buddhas. This itself is the Mahamudra, within which wisdom and emptiness are indivisible. It is not something that we need to improve or tamper with, correct. We can simply leave it exactly as it is, and training in that is called the training in Mahamudra.
Then that day yendala, yendala tap yendala gong se ma. Then naruchu tuk singi wala, naruchu tuk singi de. Then to. Then.
Of the methods or the skillful means, there are, in this context, the six doctrines of Naropa, Narochuduk, and the basic principle of the six doctrines is to generate the physical bliss, the feeling of bliss within the body, and recognizing that the essence or the real nature of this bliss is emptiness, and in that way train in the state that is the unity of bliss and emptiness. That is the main principle of the six doctrines of Naropa.
Tene, Tatea, Gerdo, Naranzo, the Samna, Tene Luigi Deva, Lasso Bate, Chiru Yurgite, Surium, do some of you are Rang Luigi Deva, Chiru Yurgite, Surium, Nanka, Ta, Lam, Tilia, Tene, Yungi, you are the last, Tene Jensen, Tela, Tene, Sala, Nathan, the Battle, Long, and Nathan, the Battle, Tilela, Nathan, the Battle, Tene, Tene, Tango, Lula, Tene, Lula, Tene, Lula, Tene, Lula, Deva, Lula, Deva, Lula, Tene, Deva, Tomba, Tene,
I forgot to mention that one of the main texts of the six doctrines is included here is the Jutsu Nyingu, the essence of nectar. Then we usually have the tendency to believe that physical bliss or well-being is brought about by coming into contact with external objects, but this is untrue. The bliss or well-being within the body is brought about through a certain balance within the channels, energies and essences, the nadis, pranas and bindus. So by learning how to control and focus on these in a correct way, we first produce heat, and by means of the heat, the feeling of bliss arises, through which we can recognize the essence of bliss as being emptiness. At that point, there is the practice becomes the same as of that of Mahamudra.
Tene ta te jandala ta te zoram kumore la tene kiram kumamba tapji yena ya kangi chetula kangi yore se na tene kiram do ngaranzo khurwala chongi yore khurwala chomba te nang lu yena ya rong chi yuli yena ya rong kangi yena ya tene mada kumwa te sharmi mada kumwa sharwa la tene tene nang yema da tu som tu tunga la so pa yene Nanga Luta with the Yunaya, Tene, Tayram Jalai, Quingola, Gomni, Rimbi, Gomna, Tene Tela Tene, Mada Banoa, the Rindi and the Pony, Takanoa, the Jerry Orella, Takanoa, the Rindi Journey, Tene Tatu Pendeva Tabai, Tene Jerry.
That was the principle of the completion stage. Now, what is the purpose of the development stage? First of all, we are wandering in samsaric existence, and while in samsara, whether we speak about the environment, whether we speak about ourself, our body, there is a promotion of impure perception, and impure perception does arise again and again. And when involved in impure perception, then the kleshas, the disturbing emotions, increase or are proliferated further and further, creating negative karma, which results in further samsaric existence. So what do we do with impure perception, our impure way of experiencing? We try to change it, transmute it into pure perception, or also called the sacred outlook. And the way to do that is by first of all dissolving our normal experience of environment and ourself into a state of emptiness, out of which we appear and the environment appear in the form of the mandala within the Buddha field. We ourselves with our body appear in the form of the deity. Growing used to this practice or training in this will slowly make impure perception less and less and further pure experience, and which then again leads to the result of the state of Buddhahood. That is the purpose of the development stage.
Tene ta te ta bu ge fai khulu ga pa ti la tene ngara so wang go yo re la
In order to be able to practice the development stage, we need to receive empowerment. And empowerments are usually of four types: vast empowerment, secret empowerment, wisdom knowledge empowerment, and the precious word empowerment. Four to get all together. And these four main empowerments are basically the same in the different for the different deities. There is not much difference. However, today, for the empowerment of Chakrasambhara, according to the hearing lineage of Kambopa, there is something not similar to the other empowerments, and that comes after the end of the vast empowerment, before the secret empowerment, at which point there is a specific empowerment for the body mandala of Chakrasambhara.
Tene ta di kapsala ta zo rang luji zani tang si yurji gopa tongji rambo wa te yinba tende se to la tene tangbo nangwa tik ngon tabo te yinba tende se to la tene ta tanda rang luji tangbo kolo de ju kakoro kam tene te tuka la tukji kolo
This body mandala of Chakrasambhara involves imagining ourselves in the form of Chakrasambhara. And in his heart center, in our heart center, is first of all the mind mandala, which is represented by eight dakas and dakinis of blue color, eight of each in pairs. And they represent the essence of all Buddhas as a pure aspect, all sentient beings as the impure aspect, which are in the environment of space. Around this mind mandala. There is a secondary ring called the speech mandala, within which there are 8 dakas and dakinis, all of red color, representing the essence of nature of the terrestrial existence. All Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and sentient beings on the terrestrial level, meaning on the surface of Earth. And outside this speech mandala, there is the body mandala of Chakrasambhara, which again is represented by 8 dakas and dakinis, all of white color, symbolizing the essence or nature of the subterrestrial Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, sentient beings below Earth. I forgot to mention, first of all, that this body mandala of Chakrasambhara is in order to show the relationship or single or shared nature between the external sacred places and then the places within the body. Then imagine that from these 48 deities, 24 dakas, 24 dakinis, rays of light stream forth towards all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the 10 directions, gathering back all their blessings and power and so forth. And when dissolving into these deities, again being absorbed into the deities, great joy and delight is invoked within them, so that they sing and dance and generally manifest great joy and bliss, so that one's body is filled with bliss. After that, the secret empowerment, wisdom knowledge empowerment, and the precious word empowerment are pretty much the same as the other empowerments. That's it for today. Thanks a lot.